Simon & Schuster Audio presents Golden Boy, a novel by Abigail Tartellan. Read by the author, Christian Coulson, James Langton, Keith Knobs, Kate Redding, and Anita Sapowal.
Part 1.
Daniel. My brother gets all A's at school and is generally always nice to everybody. He is on the county football team, which trains and plays at his high school. They rotate captain between the three best players, which is him and his best friends. So for 1 month out of every three, he is captain of the team. People like him because he is fair and always calls out the names of the other players to support them and claps when they win. Plus, if they won because of someone else's goal, he will always make sure that that person holds the trophy in the picture for the paper. He is like the perfect one of the two of us. Whenever my family is in the paper, they show pictures of my brother. Mostly they cut me out. My brother is much taller than me, and he also has lighter hair than me and straighter hair, and mine is quite curly and a darker yellow that some people say is ginger, which I have been teased about at school. Mum says he looks like an angel and I look like a little imp. But I don't think she was trying to be insulting because she was smiling like I'd be pleased when she said it. My brother has proper muscles and can run really fast and wins all the races at school sports days. He's also doing an entrance exam for the big school that goes after high school, so Mum and Dad don't have to pay any money for him to go. And he is probably going to get that, Mum says, because he works very hard and is naturally bright. His friends Mark and Carl are funny. They are humorous funny, but also strange funny. When they are at a house, sometimes they all go quiet when I walk in a room, and I say, "Hey, you were talking about me." And they say, "We weren't." And I say, "What were you talking about then?" And sometimes they make silly excuses, but sometimes one of them will say, "We were talking about girls." And then I say, "No, you weren't. You were talking about me." And my brother will say, "No, really, Daniel, I promise, we were talking about girls." And then I believe them, because my brother would never, ever lie to me, because we are brothers, and we have a blood pact never to lie to one another. A blood pact means you would die before you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?